Welcome back to the Movie Draft House. I'm your host, Mark, and I'm joined in living color by Jeff.
Hey, man, I got Littlefoot here.
Yeah.
Beam and Raji, they got my back. Got the banner of drafting over here.
Yeah.
Got my cat dad shirt on.
Oh, look at you.
It's a good day to be back in the House of Draft
after
3 months or so.
Yeah, and speaking of, and I saved it just so when we were recording, I'm handing Jeff a Christmas gift.
You got to watch on the YouTube. I've been wanting a dildo. That's right. You did say you had something for me last time we spoke. What is Earl Grey tea? Delicious Earl Grey tea. I do like an Earl Grey.
He's a tea drinker.
I am a tea drinker.
But I don't know how that works now that you've self-imposed.
Trust me. Oh, my God. These are like high-end French
That's
Earl Grey.
French Earl Grey.
That's what the French drink.
That's what the French drink.
All right. Dildo, dildo, dildo.
I mean, you can improvise with
and
the jars.
I am set on tea. Thanks, Mark.
So a merry belated Christmas.
Thank you. That's very thoughtful.
it's been sitting here in the draft studio for a while, just waiting on Jeff to come back.
I actually had a gift for you, and I forgot to bring it. So tune in 1 month.
Sure.
I will give Mark his belated Christmas
gift. It's fine.
No, I did. It's there.
It's okay. It's okay. You now have time to go out and get me one.
Well, I already have it. It's the thing. the only thing that kept me from bringing it was my brain.
Ah, got you. Anyways, we have to plug some music this month, and this is our
final week five.
This is week five of February, which is crazy, considering February is the shortest month of the year.
I think it's like a very limited chance that would happen, right? Like that a Thursday in February would fall on leap day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just kind of worked out.
It did work out. So we want to plug the music this month, and the music this month is brought to you by the one-man band, Troy Doherty. Hey, he goes by Troy on all his social media and his art. Oh, that's good. That was a good one. he goes by Troy, and the song is Gemini. So make sure you hit the show notes so you get the links to all his social media accounts. Jeff is looking to store his...
You really miss a lot if you don't watch the YouTube.
I just see he's doing this shit with his...
There we go.
All right. So anyways, hit the show notes. Get all the links to Troy Doherty's social media accounts. He's doing big things. Give him a like, follow, and a subscribe. We appreciate him allowing us to use his music here on the podcast. Jeff.
Hey, man.
What did we just get done watching?
We just watched From the Year Came Out, because I don't... For various reasons, when we record like this and I forget to bring my gift for Mark and my laptop, I don't have all the information in front of me, but it stars Amy Adams as well as Adam Scott.
2012.
It's 2012.
Yep.
There we go. It was called Leap Year. And listen, we had big brains and we said, hey, we're going to record on Leap Day, but
this episode,
the episode releases on Leap Day.
Right.
And we should watch Leap Year. Then we based the whole month around that, came up with the worst theme of all time. And here we are watching Leap Year. And I think I had proposed maybe we should watch it every February 29th. But after watching it, I'm going to say, how about every year that we have a Leap Day recording release? That way it's like once every 30 to 40 years.
Listen, in the year 2070 when...
I'll have
when
to
we're
look.
Still doing this podcast.
I'm going to, well, I can't do it because I'd stop recording, but if I
yes,
had
please,
my...
Please don't touch your phone.
Yeah. If I had my computer in front of me, I would ask the internet when was the next time Leap Day was on a Thursday. And that doesn't even necessarily guarantee...
There's a math equation in that.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. No. But anyway, we watched Leap Year. And
from 2012. So the theme this month is Adam, Eve, or Steve rom-com. And Leap Year stars Amy Adams,
mm-hmm.
So that counts.
Adam Scott,
that counts. And then Matthew Good.
Who doesn't count.
Now,
what's Matthew Good been in?
I don't know.
Like, the name, I didn't know that's who this was, but it sounded familiar.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not written down on your cue cards?
No, I got my cue cards for the drafting we're going to do in a minute. But,
I honestly, I haven't seen him in like he's a relatively unknown actor to me.
Yeah.
I like other than this film, I don't know. I mean, he sounds very Irish in this film.
Did you happen
film.
To look up who directed this crap?
Nope. Okay. We're not that good yet.
I'll remember one time to bring my laptop.
So Jeff, had you seen this movie before?
I've never heard of this crap. Like I've never. I'm really shitting on it, but it wasn't that bad. But I never saw it. Never heard of it. Probably never would have watched it.
Right.
If it weren't for it being the only movie called Leap Year.
That's not true, though. When I was putting it in on the illegitimate means.
Oh, you found others?
There was another movie that looked a little bit more interesting, but it was probably subtitled. And I was like,
a horror movie called Leap Year would be incredible.
Every 4 years, the Leap Year Demon comes out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he takes a sacrifice, and that adds a day to the calendar.
Hey, we're on to something.
I think this is a good movie.
All right. I think this movie is familiar to me, although I could not have told you other than they like it takes place in Ireland.
Yeah.
What it, you know, what it's about. I've probably seen it before. It's not that memorable of a film. I'm a big scale 1 to 10, how big of an Amy Adams fan are you?
I want to be as low as possible without being insulting, right? Like, I have nothing against her.
Okay.
So I'll say a 6. Like, I don't change the channel when she's on, but I also don't go, oh, she's in this, and then watch it.
So this is...
She's inoffensive.
Inoffensive. That's not a good...
I don't know how else to describe it.
That's a very backhanded compliment.
No.
And I usually hand those out.
That's your thing. But... I haven't seen any movies that she really crushed. I mean, my favorite role she's ever done was in Catch Me If You Can.
Okay, yeah.
I really like her in that.
But that's early Amy
That's
Adams.
Really early yeah. Amy Adams. But
that's not even star Amy Adams.
But it's her role that she's in, and it's pretty good, and she does a great job. But that's it.
She's one of the flight attendants, right?
No, she's the nurse with the braces.
Okay, yeah.
And Leonardo DiCaprio woos some, 17-year-old girl, much like he does in real life.
Hey,
well, maybe not. I think he waits till they're 18, but just barely.
This is all opinions here on the podcast. We're not saying Leonardo DiCaprio is a pedophile at all.
I didn't say that.
Disclaimer.
I like some young. I don't think there's any argument against that.
So. Amy Adams to me is one of those actresses that you can kind of cast in any role, I think.
Okay.
She plays this the everyday person well. I don't know if you've seen it. Well, I forget where she plays the hillbilly. It's called Hillbilly. Hillbilly
it's
something.
Hillbilly Eulogy? Something
yes.
like that?
Yeah. With her and Glenn Close. Where she plays, a single mom in a trailer park. Plays it pretty admirably. Here she plays a well-off girlfriend.
What would we call a yuppie?
A yuppie.
Well, she's someone who's young.
But she plays, like in the movie Arrival, she plays a scientist.
Yeah.
And a very capable scientist. Very smart.
I have nothing against her as an actress.
No. Right. But so, like... When I watch a movie like this, is because this is, I think, when Amy Adams was still trying to find her leading actress roles. And so she was kind of taking on these projects that probably today she wouldn't take. And I think this is one of those. This is one of those roles that she probably looks back on and says, God, that was all right. I probably won't do that again. Just because she doesn't strike me as the romantic comedy type. I don't even know if this was a
So let's get into that, because that was my first thing. I do think it qualifies as a rom-com, but it does not qualify as funny. So, and what I mean by that is they try, right? And that was my big argument with The Marriage Story 1, is it wasn't really trying to be a funny movie. It was really a drama first.
Right.
And this, it is... Like, the cows get in the way, and the car breaks down, and she steps in shit, and then they have to pretend that they're married, and you get the fake kiss. And It basically follows every plot point from every romantic comedy ever.
Yeah.
And to the point where we were watching it and I said, Mark, I know what's going to happen. And I was a little off. I got some things off. Right. I said, well, she's as soon as you meet the handsome guy, like I'm watching the movie. And so she's going to Ireland to propose to her longtime boyfriend. And I'm,
on leap year, because that's apparently a tradition
leap day,
in Ireland.
A woman can propose.
Right.
But we live in, why wouldn't you?
The year's 2024. This is 2012. This is a long time ago.
That long ago?
Yeah, 12 years ago.
Okay. But the thing
things
is.
Things were different.
And so she is getting here. And all I'm waiting for is I'm just looking for the most handsome guy in the room. Right. And so she goes into a bar filled with old guys, but the bartender is tall, dark, and handsome. So I'm like, she's fallen into that guy, and she's done with her spouse or whoever the hell
the boyfriend.
Is. Adam Scott.
Yeah.
And I then said, Adam Scott has a mistress, which I was wrong about. I'm a little surprised, because when she gets there, gets on the phone, oh, he's out right now.
Right.
I swear she was going to head to the hotel to surprise him. And he was going to be there with some other woman.
I mean, the movie sets it up like that.
That's
right?
What I thought was going to happen.
Which, a little bit of a, you know, pull the rug out from under you. And
that's fine. It shouldn't be predictable.
Right, right.
But I at one point in my life, and I think we've discussed that you like country music and I don't, so don't take offense to this. But I at one point described romantic comedies as the country music of movies.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is there's a particular formula that they all follow. My dog and car and truck and I'm drunk.
Yep.
And then with romantic comedies, of course, there's an exception on both sides of this. Right?
Sure.
I've seen
sure.
romantic comedies that don't do this. But it's the whole, and this one doesn't do the trap of I'm pretending to not be someone I'm not, you know, like Made in Manhattan or How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days or whatever. But it follows that trope where pretty much right away you know what the story is when you hear it's a romantic comedy. There are exceptions. Love Actually, really good, I think, romantic comedy. Down with Love, which kind of takes those tropes and makes fun of them, as well as They Came Together. Have you ever seen that with Paul Rudd and Amy Poehler?
No.
Oh, I should
have picked
that.
Together?
They Came Together.
No.
You wouldn't enjoy it. Never mind. It's a slapstick comedy.
But
they all follow
these. I like Paul Rudd, though.
Yeah. Amy Poehler's great, too.
Yeah.
And but I'm saying it follows all of those tropes. And the thing about tropes are, there's a reason they're tropes, is because they work. And there are moments in the movie where it was working on me, though, where I was like, okay, I kind of feel this little romance they got going on. There's a little chemistry. It's not off the charts or anything, but
I thought their banter was fine.
Yeah.
Right? The back and forth. And
it's
the whole
I hate you and then they fall in love thing.
Right. But like in the movie kind of sets up to where in the beginning where she discovers she goes to Ireland and she gets stranded and she's got to stay in the pub that the guy owns, and he puts her up in this small little room.
She trashes the place,
but she finds a picture of a woman who looks very much like Amy Adams, and the guy from the pub. And, you know, he stumbles in, and he's like, what is that? And she's like, who's this? And he yanks it from her. He doesn't want to tell her. I got the feeling that she died.
That's what I thought. I thought she was dead.
Right.
She got hit by a car. Or,
you know, he's grieving. He's this grieving widower. And I thought, okay, cool. And so when it turned out that wasn't it, I was kind of disappointed. But it then did set up some other things at the very end of the film, which I'm on board with. I'm okay with.
Yeah.
But at the time, I was like, oh, that's disappointing. Is because I get why he was angry, right? Throughout the film, like when I'm thinking that he's this widower. I get his hatred for things. I get his hatred for anything happy and bright and all that. I kind of get the symbolism of, you know, heartbreak to that.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I really thought that the dead spouse route would have been probably the way to go. But I don't know. What do you think about Well, let me tell you this. The cinematography in this film was really good.
Okay. I'm not going to disagree, but I will point out some of the blue screen or green screen whatever the fuck
right,
they did
well, right.
was awful.
Yeah.
Really
I
bad.
I mean, 2012, I don't know how long, you know.
It should have been better than it was.
Been, but,
because it was glaringly obvious.
But like also, this movie probably wasn't that big of a budget either.
I agree. So shoot it better.
Right.
I think you could find a blue sky somewhere.
Well, right.
Because the shots
right.
where it is blue screen, most of the
you don't
time,
need it.
It's not even something that exciting behind
right,
it.
Right,
what, it was
it's
a sky. Just, I'm sure you can find some sky.
Well, they went to a fucking castle to shoot the sky behind the castle.
Like, I didn't get that. Like, there's moments in the car where they're driving in the background.
Yeah,
that doesn't
yeah.
bother me because I get it. You're in a car, but the car's not actually moving. So that makes sense. But a lot of the blue screen was like, why? Like,
yeah.
you didn't, I don't
but
know.
But there's really good shots throughout this film that I'm watching, and I'm like, damn, that's pretty good.
Do you think it's because Ireland is just beautiful?
Yes, that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
Right. It's hard to make a movie about Ireland and it be trash, right?
Like,
and the cinematography
visually,
be
yeah.
trash, right? I mean, there's a ton of great, like, scenic shots in this where, you know, it's hard. Like, you're shooting a car going down the road. Well, of course it's going to be beautiful. It's because it's fucking Ireland.
And there are these little narrow passageways.
Right, right.
And fucking cow shit in the road.
Right.
Beautiful.
But like, there's the scene where she's drunk at the wedding and goes and sits by the water. And the moonlight is just creates the silhouette of their two characters on the backdrop of the water. And you can't really make out, you know, what they're wearing or anything. But it's just their silhouette, and in another comedic scene. But the cinematography was really good, is because I was like, "Wow!" I said, "That's a really cool idea for
a
shot."
Romantic looking,
right?
Backdrop,
and so and I think that's really what kept me engaged. Is that right when I thought the movie was kind of hitting a lull or a drag, there'd be some beautiful scenic shots. And I've never been to Ireland, so like, cool. I'll look at Ireland. You know, you brought up when we were watching it, when she stumbles upon the pub, the Banshees of Inisherin, you
looked,
know?
Yeah.
It looked very similar.
The stone walls and...
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so I do agree that it's hard to make a bad-looking film about Ireland, as long as you're in Ireland.
Right.
But here, I thought it played... It elevated the movie a bit.
Yeah, the castle looked like it was really there.
Yeah.
So that was good. So this movie is basically the rom-com version of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It is, we could have put this in Road Trip Month easily.
Yeah.
You know, it's I'm trying to get to Dublin, and everything that can go wrong goes wrong. The car breaks down.
Right.
Her airplane gets detoured.
Right.
The cows are there. I've mentioned the cows. There's a big thing about fucking cows in the road. And then... What else happens? Like, they go to a...
I mean, she gets, she takes a boat.
Yeah. The boat was hilarious,
right.
dude. That scene just felt like from a different movie.
Right.
And that's where I think, like, I can point at this as being a comedy, because that scene, I think, was meant to be funny.
Really? You think?
I can't imagine someone putting that in their movie unironically.
Right.
Right? Like, yeah. In this movie, for her to essentially, for... 3 minutes of screen time be in the perfect storm, the movie. Like, she gets a boat, and then you see
it's the smallest boat
at sea.
Right.
And the storm and the squalls and all the words that have to do with shit going down on the ocean is happening.
Right.
And they cut to her, like, in the thing. It's just ridiculous. It had to be a joke.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't. I didn't find it very funny. I thought.
I know.
Like,
I didn't say it was funny.
The boat was gonna sink.
I didn't say it was funny. There's a difference between
right.
funny and trying to be
right,
funny.
Right.
This movie's trying, and that's why I feel comfortable calling it a comedy. But it does not accomplish it pretty much at all.
Yeah.
Like, I can't really remember.
Yeah, there was
any laughs
right.
to be had.
I mean, there was kind of like, you know, little quips that I was like, ha. But like, it wasn't like,
I found most of it to be eye rolling. Like, the whole heads I win, tails you lose. That shit I did in high school, and I'm in my 40s. Like,
yeah, but did it work?
It worked in the movie.
Did it work for you?
No, it's never worked. Not once. I probably said it wrong. But my point is like there was a lot of things that I rolled my eyes at because they were following so closely to the tropes of rom-coms that I was just like, here, because there were many, there were a few moments where I'm like, shit, this is going to be a shit fest. And then the charisma between the characters.
Right.
It kind of works. And then the tropes of where they have to pretend to be married. Like every rom-com does that.
Right.
You know, and there were a couple moments I thought that Kiss the Girl from.
Yeah. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
That's the one. Very good.
Right.
I thought that was going to break out, especially I thought at that scene you were talking about with the body of water behind them.
Yeah, yeah.
But specifically at the dinner table where the Irish guy's like, kiss the girl. And I was like, please do it. And they did because they don't have the rights to it. But, you know, the eye rollingness is because I guess how on the nose things get.
Yeah.
Because when they get to that bed and breakfast and the matriarch is there, she's like, I could tell they weren't married, so I kicked them out, and I rolled my eyes because I'm like, this is where we're going?
Right.
Like,
It
just was so...
I agree. A lot of it is very on the nose. But there's also, like, probably the worst scene to me in the film where they're both laying in the bed, and they had already kissed, and they're really... And it looked like
they're horny as well.
Well, it looked like he was jerking off. It looked like she
that
would have
been
off.
Funny. Now that would have been a comedy if you had seen that, and they're both facing the other way, and you just see their hands moving under the covers.
Right. But I thought that's like
that would have
like,
been good.
They're kind of like breathing heavy, and it's like they're slow horny. Motion looking at each other. I'm just like, what is this? What is this scene?
He's being respectful. He knows that she has a man, and. It's Adam Scott reprising his character from Step Brothers.
Right. I mean, Adam Scott's every time like he shows up as the other guy, like the boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know he's a sleaze bag or some shit.
Well, I mean, but then you look at Parks and Rec, and he's nothing but likable.
Right. Yeah.
So I think he can turn it on. Right.
Yeah. But from a majority of his stuff, he shows up as the sleaze bag. But I thought
he wasn't even that bad, like, of a guy.
No, it's just
I kind of appreciated that it wasn't that he was a dirtbag and cheating on her.
Right.
He just wasn't as romantic as she was wanting.
Well, everybody's got their thing, right? Everybody likes what they like type of people. I don't know how you don't pay attention to Amy Adams.
You're a rich prick?
Yeah, but even with money... I still don't see how you don't pay attention to Amy Adams. We just discussed how likable she is.
Yeah.
Two, we just discussed how, like, you could throw her anywhere and she'd get the job done. Oh, you want her to be a stay-at-home mom? Cool. Let's do that. Oh, you want her to make millions of dollars selling real estate or staging shit? Cool. Let's do that. Oh, she can be a scientist? Yeah. Let's go study fucking aliens.
Okay, you're talking about Amy Adams, the actress, not the character in the film.
No, but...
The character just does the staging.
Right. But I just like... somebody that looks like Adam Scott in this movie, very just novish. He just looks like a boob.
Okay.
He does, but his character just looks like a boob. He like shows up and he's got this weird fucking haircut and
he looked good, pink tie,
blazer. He looked like
it was rolling.
Right. I just don't know. I don't know.
Like,
I don't know how you don't pay attention to Amy Adams.
I thought his portrayal of his character was very normal. Like I mean he was rich, right?
Yeah.
But his inattentiveness to her. Which was, you know, like looking at his phone, you know.
What does she see in that guy, though?
That's more of the problem,
right?
Is that she's not real or he's not really her type.
Right.
Like you can see why he's with her and maybe even thinks of her maybe as a trophy wife. But, why is she into him other than that he's a cardiologist?
Yeah, and has money.
And
that's
the only thing she ever says about him when she's talking about her. He's a cardiologist.
But then she also has her own business. So it's like, you know, okay, so are we meant to believe that she is well off because of him, or is she well off because of what she does? And I think that's important, is because it allows the viewer to question the relationship.
Yeah.
So I did that's a problem to me in the film, because I'm thinking, I was like, why is she so desperate? And like when Matthew Good's character says that she's desperate, it's, yeah, he's correct. She's flying to Ireland to meet this guy because he hasn't proposed to her in 4 years. And
which is such a stupid thing to do.
Right.
But I guess, you know, like, she's trying to be romantic because that's what she's looking for.
Right, romance.
But here's the thing.
But Matthew Good doesn't.
He's
isn't,
not
right.
romantic at all. Right. He's cold right. and distant. And
what,
like,
what was one of the only romantic thing I think he did? Or throughout the movie was they cooked the meal together.
They cooked the meal together, and that was just held together by a montage. Right. Oh, this food does taste good. And then he punches out those people that stole her stuff.
Yeah, okay.
That's, I don't know if that's romantic, but it's certainly
heroic.
If you're looking for
sure
a guy.
It's a redeeming quality
his
to his to his coldness.
But I agree. I don't think that he's even that romantic.
No.
I think maybe she just loves Ireland and just wanted to move to Ireland.
I just think, like she's just got some shit she's got to figure out.
Yeah. And
she needs to go to therapy or something.
Yeah, with these movies, and a lot of times, especially the movies where they're dating one person and then they fall for someone else,
right.
That's what it always comes down to me. You know, like, people that are dating someone who's married. And then you're going to divorce your wife and then marry me. Let's say they do that. You're marrying someone who is a known cheater now.
Right.
Like, they're going to take off on you at some. It's just like.
I mean, Amy Adams in this movie is falling in love with the guy that she's trying to get her to her boyfriend.
Right.
I mean, she's like actively engaged in cheating-esque behavior.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think she does anything particularly wronged to her relationship with Adam Scott.
I don't know. If I found out that she was sleeping in the bed with that dude and like they had just kissed and it was very romantic. That wasn't romantic.
That was
very romantic kiss. I'd be questioning it, right?
Okay, that's fair.
But I'd be questioning my relationship with that lady.
Well, yeah. Okay, fair.
I was just saying.
I give up.
Anyways, you know, it's a very kind of storybook ending. Where he
and, like, what the fuck was this dude thinking? I know they're going for romance.
Yeah. But I mean, what do you,
but she gets there.
Yeah.
She does this thing about the chicken being dry because it's a callback to some other story I don't fucking remember. And he comes out and like, who said this shit? And she's like, I did. I flew all the way from wherever the hell I'm from. And I want to not make plans with you. Like, she's doing her romance thing. And this dude cannot read a room. He just takes off.
He might be autistic.
I don't think that that's fair. Right? Because I think in that situation,
I mean,
he just takes off. And then he comes back. Oh, I had to go get something.
Right.
Well, then why not be like, hey, hold up one
right,
second.
Right,
I'll be right,
right
back.
Right, hey. I appreciate
I'm gonna
that.
I'm going to go get something.
So I think that's the entire movie,
and then
though.
She goes to a cliff.
Right.
What is she going to do at the cliff if he doesn't show up?
It's poor editing.
If Well, no, maybe it isn't. Because if he doesn't show up at that moment, what is she going to do?
Okay.
Why are we at the cliff?
Okay. No, I agree. Okay. Yeah. No.
Is it over for her? Like, that's another red flag. So therapy is the answer here.
All right. So as we've talked about this, this movie does a lot of subversion of the tropes and just kind of the generalities of a romantic film by having Matthew Good's character be kind of this standoffish prick type. You know, by flipping the role of the romantic one, like Amy Adams is constantly in the film trying to be the romantic one. She's chasing And that's typically the male character in a romance film. So, okay, so I, you know, as we talk about it, I can appreciate more of what this film is doing. And it couldn't have been longer than hour 40, right?
Right, it wasn't that long.
Right. Yeah. And so for the runtime, it probably accomplished a lot of what it was setting out to do.
Yeah.
Acting's fine in it. You know, it's nice to look at. It's not very funny.
No.
But
like, even so, that I think is the biggest sin, is the lack of funny. Because I do, again, think they tried, because you had all the old guys in the bar running gag of what day is it unlucky to do whatever.
Right.
And they just do it over and over and over, and it never lands.
Never funny, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you recommend this one?
No. And it's not bad. It's just forgettable. It just is. It's a passing, like, if you rented this with your sweetie and had a glass of wine, it'd probably be a good evening.
I rented this with my sweetie.
Did she watch it with you?
Diet Dr. I watched it with you.
You watched it with me. I'm your sweetie.
Anyway, I also don't recommend this. It's fine. And honestly, it's not the cardinal sin of film where it's just fine. I think a lot of movies would kill themselves to be fine.
It's not boring.
Right. No, it's not.
Yeah.
And I think that's has more to do with probably the leads than anything else. The writing and
the scenery.
Yes. But at the end of the day, it's not something that I'm going to look to put on. Right. I'm not going to seek this movie out for just random reasons to, like, if I'm sitting on the couch, I'm not just going to be like, hey, let me go watch Leap Year. You know, I do think it's
do you think if it was on?
No, I turn it.
You change the channel.
Yeah.
Me too.
No, I mean, it's because it's not like you said, it's not memorable. It's very forgettable. Amy Adams has certainly done better movies. So if I'm looking to watch an Amy Adams film, this is not going to be the one I pick. Maybe if I'm looking to watch a Matthew Good film, I don't know.
Who the hell watches
Matthew
Good?
Who the fuck is Matthew
Good? I swear, I wish I had my laptop, because I swear I know that name. He's been in some shit I've seen. And when we get to drafting, there's a name of a director on here that I was like, that name sounds familiar. And then I looked it up, and I was like, oh, yeah, we did. Like, you know how, have you done that before where you've, since we've podcasted together, seen a director or someone's name, you're like, I know that name, Patrick Loser or whoever.
Yeah.
And then you're like, and you click and you go, oh, right, we watched Lockout.
Right.
That happened while I was looking at my movie. So get excited.
Full circle. Anyways, well, it's draft night.
Yeah.
And so for the month of March.
March Madness, baby.
We are selecting films that take place either on a basketball court or are about basketball.
It's a basketball movie.
Basketball movies, right? March Madness, college basketball.
What is the over-under that I selected basketball? One of my all-time favorite
movies.
You told
me last week you were not selecting basketball.
I definitely wouldn't throw my pearls before swine.
Anyways, are we sure March isn't a five-week month?
We have no idea, and we have no way to check right now.
I do. I have.
I'm really confident it is not.
Okay. All right. We're gonna be confident together.
I am 99% confident.
And then if
because normally when we see it's a 5-week month, we discuss and agree on the fifth.
Right, but there's not typically two months that have back-to-back five weeks.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
So. Okay. I feel comfortable. And worst case scenario, next week,
we can watch it. If it turns,
we'll
out,
watch basketball.
Yeah,
okay, that's me losing my bet, because then I have to hear you talk about how much you don't like basketball.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
It's awesome,
but I remember it being funny. But anyways, basketball. Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll go first because I don't want you to overpick anything. So. My first one is a movie that I've been wanting to see forever.
Okay.
I am a Seattle Supersonics fan, a basketball team that does not exist.
Uh-huh.
But they used to.
So you're a Ray Allen fan.
I am a Ray Allen fan, so you know precisely where I'm going with this.
You took one of mine. That's okay. Keep
good.
Going.
That's why I wanted to go first. Okay. Well, if you want to go,
no. Pick. I got four on the list. So you pick. Okay. Pick the one you're gonna pick.
We're gonna watch Denzel Washington, yeah. Ray Allen, Spike Lee directed He Got Game from 1998.
Yep.
So
I've never seen it.
I've not either. Yeah. But being a Ray Allen fan, it's like. That's the last
reason that I think anybody would watch that film.
Right, because it's Spike Lee and Denzel Washington. Right. I mean, that's what.
Hey, Jeff, why'd
Malcolm
you watch that
X?
Movie? Well, it's because Ray Allen's
fucking in it. That tells you, you know, I watch movies for Van Damme, not for Scorsese. So.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, all right. Scratch that one off.
Maybe you'll pick one of mine.
So my first one is going to be from the year 2023. No surprise there.
Hell, we're watching Hustle.
No, I already told you that I'm not picking that film, even though I've seen it and it was pretty good. It is directed and starring. We could have picked this one.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Nope, Ben Affleck.
Oh.
Air. It's the movie about Michael Jordan's shoe deal.
You do this to me every month.
Why?
Every month.
It's a good...
Every month.
What's wrong with that? We talked about this last week.
Who do I hate the most in basketball?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. So I want to watch a shit about his shoes? That's so unappealing. I don't want to watch a movie about shoes. Much less the shoes of a guy I don't like.
But Ben Affleck is a very good director.
I agree. I like, what's the one that he did with the gangsters and the shooting and the...
Argo.
No.
No, I know it's not Argo.
I can't think of the name of it.
I wish we had a computer.
I wish we had a computer.
Anyways, no. He's a good director. It got a lot of love when it came out. I think it came out a little bit too early for awards. Like, it came out very early last year. Had it come out later, maybe in the summer or early fall, I think it would have got more love in award season. But I've heard it's good.
All right, fine.
So is Air.
I would never watch this movie outside of this very circumstance.
The one that you're about to pick?
No.
Oh, this, I'm
fucking Air. Shit. Well, time for me to save the month. So let's get on our... Okay, I did 1998. I don't have any 80s movies. Damn it. I fucked up. All right. So we're going to go back a few more years to 1994.
Okay.
Directed by William Friedkin.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do.
Oh, probably do.
He directed that's one where I
he directed the Tremor. No,
he did a movie we've seen for the pod.
Yeah, but was it this year or last year?
Probably last year. Oh, yeah, it was last year because it was on my top five. He directed Killer Joe.
Oh, okay.
And it stars Nick Nolte.
Okay.
And the big Shaqdis himself, Shaquille O'Neal. It's Blue Chips.
What the fuck?
What?
I've never heard of that movie.
Oh. It's one of the first movies that comes to mind when I think of basketball.
Really?
Movies. I've never seen it.
Then why does it come to mind?
Because I remember seeing Shaq dunk basketballs, and I like Shaq. Unlike Michael Jordan, I like Shaq. And it's directed by William Friedkin, whose Killer Joe kicks ass. It might be the best movie we watch all year.
Yeah, it might be.
I'll tell you my other two later.
Okay.
Let me guess, 2024.
Nope. I'm gonna go. We're actually gonna watch a movie has basketball in it.
Oh, good. Because already you like mine have basketball. He Got Game is basketball. Blue Chips is about basketball, not shoes.
Air is about basketball.
Air is
and
about
shoes
and fashion. We might as well watch The Devil Wears Prada.
Also, not a bad movie.
Not a basketball.
From 2020, we're going to watch another Ben Affleck starring film, The Way Back. He plays a former pro basketball
coach. I should have let you pick He Got Game.
But he's an alcoholic, and he has one of the things is like part of a court order. He's got a coach.
It's just Mighty Ducks. We should watch Mighty Ducks.
Well, I mean, pick Hockey Month.
It's
and
basically
we will.
Mighty Ducks.
I mean, it might be. But it's The Way Back starring Ben Affleck. I mean, he didn't direct it, but he stars in it.
I'm so upset at you. All right. My honorable mentions was Coach Carter.
That was also on my list.
Starring Samuel L. Jackson, just because I needed one in case I ran out. And then actually The Sixth Man, which is a Wayans movie. It's directed by Randall Miller. It's about Marlon Wayans, I think, is the one in this, and his brother dies on the court, and he gives him like ghost powers. I also was toying with Joanna Man, but I did not want to get into the discussion of trans athletes. So I was like, that's too serious for a dumb guy like me. So
I feel like we could have a couple of those episodes a year where we touch on things that we probably shouldn't speak on.
There you go. That's the key thing. It's like there's some things I feel comfortable talking about, and then there's things that I have no business discussing, and that's one of them.
My entire list.
I can't see it.
I know you can't see it, but the people on YouTube can. We picked. Oh, no, we didn't pick Coach Carter, but that was...
Okay, right.
So it was Air, he got game, the way
I'm kind of glad I didn't get to Coach Carter, because I didn't have any real want to see it. It just was, again,
have you seen it before?
No.
Oh, really? I remember it being a pretty good
movie. I'm not big into sports movies, to be honest. No. Like, I just generally...
Then what the fuck are we doing?
It's basketball. The whole point is to do something that I wouldn't normally do.
Got it.
Right? I mean, I was White Man Can't Jump. I thought of like I love that movie as a kid.
That would have been a bad one.
Yeah, but it's a little too on the nose for me for basketball month.
Anyways, so we're gonna run it down. We're gonna
He
Got Game, Air. What's the third one?
Blue Chip,
and then The Way Back. We'll round out March Madness month here on the podcast. If you want to follow the podcast on all your favorite social media platforms, you can do so at Movie Draft House. We're on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, right here on YouTube where you're watching us. So don't forget to hit the subscribe button when it pops up so don't miss any future content here in the podcast. The podcast releases weekly every Thursday.
Yeah.
On your favorite podcast streaming
platform.
Heart
attack or not. It's there.
Heart attack or not. We're doing it, man. Lay it up in the bed. You
recording from the fucking hospital.
Oxygen, you know, intubated.
It went in my nose. I fortunately didn't need anything more severe than that.
Again, want to shout out the music this month. The one-man show, Troy. He's from New Jersey. He's doing big things. Appreciate him letting us use his music here on the podcast. The song is Gemini. Hit the show notes, get all the links to his social media accounts. Again, appreciate him. If you want to follow Jeff on Twitter and tell him, hey, man, you should have picked Air Bud.
I should have picked Air Bud.
You can find him at Podcast by Jeff.
Man. Well, if you want to contact Mark and be like, hey, bitch, you could have picked Most Vertical Primate, even though it's a skateboarding movie and not a basketball movie, has about as much to do with basketball as Air. You can do that. You can find him on Twitter at I Heard You Liked.
Most Vertical Primate.
Yeah, MVP. Real movie, not a joke.
I feel like I should watch that movie.
For basketball month, we'll watch. We could do Animals Doing Human Shit Month. That's actually not a bad idea.
I'm picking all of the monkey movies.
The most recent series?
Yeah, just
of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Because the
we would just watch all four.
Just
of those
do all
films.
Four of them.
Yeah,
fuck yeah.
We should. All right.
I love the. I've only seen the first two. I haven't watched War yet, but I was going to get to
and
it.
The
now
fourth one's
sequel.
Coming out in May. Yeah. I think it's May or June.
Yeah.
Let's put it in the queue.
We'll forget about it later.
Sure. Anyways, you got any words of wisdom?
Nope.